This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospitals in Turkey and Poland are filling up. Pakistan is restricting domestic travel. The U.S. government is sending more help to the state with the country's worst infection increase. The worldwide surge in coronavirus cases and deaths includes even Thailand, which had weathered the pandemic far better than many nations, but now struggles to contain COVID-19. The only exceptions to the deteriorating situation are countries that have advanced vaccination programs, most notably Israel and Britain. The U.S., which is a vaccination leader globally, is also seeing a small uptick in new cases. And the White House announced Friday that it would send federal assistance to Michigan to control the state's worst-in-the-nation transmission rate. The World Health Organization said infection rates are climbing in every global region, driven by new virus variants and too many countries coming out of lockdown too soon. Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honors due a prince of the United Kingdom and a consort to Queen Elizabeth II. But the coronavirus pandemic means it will be a more low-key farewell than has marked many royal deaths. The pandemic has required changes to the well-prepared plans for Philip's passing, codenamed Operation Fourth Bridge. Flags on government buildings and royal residences were lowered to half-mast, and British television networks canceled scheduled programs to allow for special coverage after Philip died Friday at 99, with the palace and the British government urged people not to gather or leave flowers outside the royal residences to honor him. The palace instead invited well-wishers to sign a book of condolences, but only online to avoid crowds and queues. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said Friday it fears a resumption of full-scale fighting in eastern Ukraine and could take steps to protect Russian civilians there. It's a stark warning that comes amid the Russian troop buildup along the border. A statement by Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov reflected the Kremlin's determination to prevent Ukraine from using force to try to retake control over separatist-controlled territory in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military chief dismissed the Russian claims that the country's armed forces are preparing for an attack on the rebel east. Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed separatists have been fighting in eastern Ukraine since shortly after Moscow's 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. More than 14,000 people have died in the conflict, and efforts to negotiate a political settlement have stalled. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered a study on overhauling the Supreme Court, creating a bipartisan commission that will spend the next 6 months examining the political and incendiary issues of expanding the court and instituting term limits for justices, among other issues. In launching the review, Biden fulfilled a campaign promise made amid pressure from activists and Democrats to realign the Supreme Court after its composition tilted sharply to the right during President Donald Trump's term. Mr. Trump nominated three justices to the high court, including conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was confirmed to replace the late liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just days before last year's presidential election. That gave conservative a 6-3 split with liberals on the court. The chief medical examiner who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide testified Friday in the U.S. that the way police held him down and compressed his neck was just more than Mr. Floyd could take, given the condition of his heart. Dr. Andrew Baker, the county medical examiner, took the stand at the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin for pressing his knee on or close to Floyd's neck for what prosecutors say was as much as 9.5 minutes as a 46-year-old black man lay on the pavement last May. Asked about his finding that police subdual restraint and neck compression caused Floyd's heart to stop, Baker said that Floyd had severe underlying heart disease and an enlarged heart that needed more oxygen than normal to function, as well as narrowing of two heart air arteries. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.